in about 1820 on a farm in Maryland, one of the greatest of American women was born a slave.
In 1835, when she was still only a girl of about 15 years, but already working as a field hand, she was struck in the head by an overseer.
She carried the results of that blow for the rest of her life.
In 1849, unable to stand slavery any longer, she and two of her brothers escaped.
Her brothers became afraid and turned back, but she went on. Whether or not she actually made her way by the Underground Railroad, a network of secret routes over which Negroes traveled in order to reach the free states and Canada, is unknown.
By the time she made her way to freedom, the railroad was already fairly well organized.
But it was under her influence and work as a conductor that the art of escape reached its highest stages of organization.
Over a 10-year period, returning again and again to the South, she helped more than 300 slaves to escape.
Hers was a most dangerous occupation, and she always carried a gun.
But a more practical weapon proved to be the songs of her people. Steal away.
Let my people go.
Follow the drinking gourd.
The Big Dipper pointing north, pointing to freedom. So great was this woman whose name was Harriet Tubman. Her people called her
Moses.
Sometimes it was an old man who got on the train.
Sometimes it was a young man and a young woman.
And sometimes it was a mother
with a little baby.
Sometimes, when they were bedded down for the night, hidden in some secret place, she would tell them a story.
Sing them a song. Maybe about the third time, she went back to the place where she herself had been a slave to lead some more of her people north to freedom. And how she fooled old Massa George.
Waiting for her
to the darling day.
The roads was blocked, patrols about
to the darling day.
So she prayed, "Dear Lord, watch over me," and she went along her way. She stopped at the old South Road Mart. Brought a scrawny rooster and a lame foot hen. She hunched her back and cotched her hat. Began to totter and to hobble. She looked so old and gray. George appears. Her heart went pitty-pat.
But her head kept cool.
She loosed that rooster and lame-foot hand. He clucked and pecked and stretched his wings. Sat down and howled at that poor old soul with her runaway hens.
He didn't even know that it was Harriet.
Don't call that name.
On her Underground Railroad, she never ran a train off the track.
And she never lost a passenger.
And I will tell you,
satisfied.
And before Moses crossed over, she prayed.
Oh, Lord, you've been with me in 6 troubles. Please be with me in the 7th. As long as you need me, you're going to use me. And when you don't need me any longer, you're going to let me go. So I'm going to hang on fast to you, and you're going to see me through.
And so she started across, and the water got deeper and deeper until it was right over her head, and there wasn't nothing but her hand showing, holding her rifle high in the air to keep her powder dry. And just when they thought all was lost, she came on through, safe, on the other shore.
I've been in the storm so long.
lies still 'neath the bricks in the farmer's wagon.
Listen! Hear the roar of Niagara's whelming falls. We've crossed the line.
Weary.
Scarred.
And footsore. But free.
Free! My lord, safe.
Safe.
At freedom's station.
Safe and chained on broken glass.
Dungeon and the chains, and the days I went with head bowed down and my broken flesh in pain.